Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
Did you know the CDC estimates 2 million American adults and children become infected with antibiotic-resistant bacteria each year, and 23,000 or more die from the CRE epidemic? CRE stands for carbapenem-resistant enterobactericidae, a family of germs difficult to treat because of high levels of resistance to antibiotics. E. coli is an example. A recent UK study estimates by 2050, antibiotic resistance will have killed 300 million people with an annual global death toll of 10 million. The massive use of antibiotics in agriculture is a primary contributor to this urgent public health threat. How massive? A surprise to most, agriculture accounts for an amazing 80% of all antibiotic usage in the U.S. In the battle to combat antibiotic-resistant superbugs in hospitals, there were 4 acute care hospitals in Chicago that developed a treatment plan, and it's cut rates of CRE infections in half. Now, they test patients at the time of admission and 2 weeks later. If CRE develops, the patients are isolated. Healthcare workers wear protective clothing with patients bathed in chlorhexidine gluconate. That's a common antiseptic. The White House told the CDC to come up with a plan to cut CRE infections by 60% by 2020 and to slash Clostridium difficile, or C. diff, and methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, that's MRSA, by 50%. The CDC intends to take a stronger stance against the practice of prescribing unnecessary antibiotics by developing prescription surveillance programs in each state. CDC reports, quote, more than half of all hospitalized patients will get an antibiotic at some point during their stay. But studies have shown that 30 to 50% of antibiotics prescribed in hospitals are unnecessary or incorrect, contributing to antibiotic resistance, unquote. Non-drug alternatives include a healthy diet and supplements. Monitor vitamin D levels, get moderate sun, and take an oral vitamin D supplement. Intravenous vitamin C is an option, or take an oral form such as in the NSC Gold Multiple. Garlic is a powerful antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal that can stimulate your immune system and contribute to killing antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Olive leaf extract is effective against certain gram-negative bacteria, inhibiting its replication in addition to being toxic to other pathogenic microbes such as fungus. And MG-beta-glucan, NSC 100 Extra Strength, and NSC Immune Plus nutritionally potentiate immune cells, and that contributes to immune cells' bacteria fighting abilities. Remember, for the latest health news and product specials, join us at NSC24.com.
NSC Pro Probiotic replenishes good bacteria in the intestines with 15 billion CFU per serving in 60 capsules. No refrigeration either, making it perfect for those on the go. And pay much less for NSC Pro Probiotic than for leading competitors. Safely promote a healthy intestinal function at proper acidity with NSC Pro. A must for those with antibiotic, candida, and allergy issues too. Get more details and order on the web at NSC24.com or by calling 888-541-3997. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you feeling upset about difficult times ahead? Do you have the strength to go through coming trials? Let God guide and get you through it. Go to www.hopeinspirationministry.com, one word, or him for comfort. Join us each weekday, same place and time. Now go in good faith and remember, when you can't, Beta Glue can't.